This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, you have found yourself in the clutches one more time of conversation. I like that. You like that? That could be our new motto, Victoria. The clutches of conversation here for us to go through what's in the news and dissect it. Maybe, well, we can intersect with images. Ooh, all kinds of imagery in my mind here today. Wednesday, the 27th of June, Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen. Jennifer's out today for various reasons. We can get a laundry list of them, but the most important thing is that she's not here. Victoria is, though, so let's get started with some of the trending items this hour.
Well, so we've got some primary news from last night. Mitt Romney hardly broke a sweat on his way to capturing the Republican nomination in Utah's Senate race. He earned 73% of the vote. He also had President Trump's endorsement this time. They've had kind of an on-again, off-again bromance. And so this time, I guess they're on again, and it worked for Mitt Romney. There was really no surprise there, but there was a huge upset in New York last night. People still are buzzing about this, and this is probably going to be trending all day. Representative Joseph Crowley, who's the fourth-ranking Democrat in the House, was ousted in a shocking defeat to a 28-year-old woman. Her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she is 28 years old. She's a political activist. She was actually an organizer for Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign, and the last time that Mr. Crowley, who's now 56, had a primary challenger was 2004. She wasn't even old enough to vote yet. So this has been considered one of the most stunning upsets in at least a decade.
Wow, and what do we know about him and his record and what he stands for? Versus her, there's probably not much. She has a clean slate, so that's an advantage.
He has been seen as a possible successor to Nancy Pelosi if she was going to step aside in the midterms, and that he would actually become the Democratic leader of the House. And so that's a huge upset. And now having this very left progressive young woman take his place is just it's a real shakeup.
Where is it? What New York area?
She's District 12, I believe. That's the main district that covers all of Manhattan. And part of Brooklyn, part of Queens. And her victory party was in the Bronx. Huh. So, but we're going to be hearing a lot more about her. She's obviously going to be introduced now on a national platform, and she will face Anthony Pappas, who is the Republican candidate in November in the general election. And
not many Republicans do too well in Manhattan.
Typically, no. Not typically. But so it's kind of surprising that that this young woman who's so left and very aligned with Bernie Sanders' way of thinking, and I think just a real shakeup for the Democratic Party, which I think they need. We talk about that a lot here. It's just it can't be the same old, same old. And so having this very
who's going to get elected that will be able to, even philosophically, there are differences. Good to have different points of view. Very important to have different points of view. But who can get elected? Who's mature enough to be able to hold on to his or her values or the values? See, what always bothers me in these circumstances is that these people put a focus or a premium on their own political philosophy, which is not, it goes completely against the grain of the Constitution and of representative government. You're representing people. It's not about you. It's about them and what their preferences are. I think the best representation I can ever remember, a state senator here in Massachusetts used to take a poll almost every week on the important issues, and he invariably would vote whatever his constituents told him to vote. It was, according to the polls, whatever the issue was. I can remember a dozen different issues, but the issues aren't important for this discussion. It's what people said they wanted. That's what he voted, because he said, that's my job. I'm not here to represent me. I'm here to represent you. And so your vote or your interest or your positions are what I want to represent, which is really what it's all about. And all these egomaniacs that are, and that's really where we have gone wrong here, and really gone wrong. Frankly.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, she's a Latina woman, she's young, she's very progressive, totally in line with the leftist side of the Democratic Party, and she had a lot of endorsements from various minority groups and leftist groups, and you know, and Crowley kind of just looks like the old white guy, even though he's only 56. But you know, I think that there's a real need and a desire to see more ethnicity and to see a better representation of what, and this is just in New York, but what New York looks like. And it's not a bunch of old white guys. And Cynthia Nixon, the actress from Sex and the City, who's been a political activist for as long as I've known
her. Ever since Sex and the City, yeah.
Even before that, yeah. And so she's running up against Andrew Cuomo for governor, and she endorsed this girl, Alexandria, and so she was at the victory party last night. It may be a sign of things to come. Cuomo may be shaking in his boots a little bit this morning.
Well, now that, again, the philosophy of liberal versus conservative, or open versus closed, or up versus down, in my mind, is counter to what the constitutional intent was in a representative form of government. So it's, and then until we get to that point, and I'm not sure we've ever been there, frankly, we are going to continue to go down that rat hole of I'm right, you're wrong, I'm not voting for this, I'm not going to in any way, shape, or form, I'm not going to loosen up on my values. I'm not going to modify my values. I thought it was interesting also when we're talking about elections that a lot of people in Maryland, Kara, had to cast provisional ballots in the primary there because there was a computer problem. So if you look at the official statement, 80,000 voters forced to file provisional ballots. Would you describe what, Victoria, the provisional ballots, which are either these are ballots that are cast in the mail, or you cast them in person, but they don't really count. I think that's
so they don't count because they're only in case of an emergency if they need to be counted for if there's too close to call, that kind of a thing.
Well, and this is what happens when you rely on computers. There was a programming error in some way, shape, or form, and so there are maybe 20,000 of the 80,000 that actually have a problem, but they're putting the 80,000 sort of on ice until they figure out what really the problem is and how to fix it. There are a lot of close races in Maryland. So do you vote in Maryland, Kara? Are you voting in your new location?
I've always lived in Maryland, so yeah, I vote in Maryland. It will be interesting to see if it makes a difference. I don't think it will. It's kind of, Maryland almost followed the same path as New York in that they voted for Ben Jealous, at least for the Democratic candidate for governor, and he was supported by Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders came down to, you know, interact with him like multiple times during the campaign. It's interesting because I really did not see a lot of advertisements about any of these people. It's just kind of interesting to me that the Bernie movement is not slowing down or going away at all, that people really seem to be supporting him still. I can't really imagine him beating Governor Larry Hogan in the actual election in November, just because Maryland kind of goes both ways. There are a lot of working class areas of Maryland, and I'm not sure that they will support a Democratic socialist. And most people, Governor Larry Hogan is pretty popular in Maryland, as is But, yeah, luckily I didn't have to deal with any of the technical issues, but it's just...
How much influence is the black vote in Baltimore County to what happens across the state?
That is a question I don't really know the answer to. I do know...
I think it depends on turnout, probably.
Yeah, and so yeah. Ben Jealous used to be... He was a former head of the NAACP. He's a child of a mixed-race couple, so he's also mixed-race. And I think that that helped turnout this year. I didn't see any statistics of who voted for who, but Anthony Brown was really the only other black man who has run in the past, and he was not super popular the last time we voted, so I think this guy probably was a little bit more popular than him and got some more people out to vote.
One of the emerging influences in places like that are the black talk radio stations, and the black radio, both in Washington and in Baltimore, very influential hosts and very influential issues when it comes to getting people to vote. Very active. And so that's why I asked the question.
Because yeah, it is interesting.
There are podcasts that are like that now, too, for the younger generation of black voters. Yeah. There are podcasts that are hugely influential. I forget his last name now. He has one of the most popular podcasts. He's one of the founders of the Black Lives Matter movement. He's only 20-something. He's incredibly influential on the younger black generation of voters. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the midterms. Whichever way it goes, I think that people are just getting more active when you've got the Parkland kids out on this 75-city tour against gun violence. I think they're making it cool for kids who are 17, 18 to pre-register and register to vote.
Shit.
They're making it, and it's, I think it's great. Nothing bad can happen from more people participating in government.
Absolutely. That's a great statement. 18 after the hour. Here's something else that I hope you'll find a good statement. The healthiest choice for losing weight is a product called Calitrin. So many people are getting on this. It was amazing. I was talking to the person that represents the company yesterday with a couple of people that work with me. And I know that this thing is working, and I know that people believe in it because they're telling others about how to promote healthy, lean muscle and weight loss at the same time. People are much more conscious of their physicality, much more conscious of what they need in order to live a physically healthy and happy life, and that extra weight needs to go away. And Calitrin uses collagen. Collagen is the building block, the protein of life. And when you get into your late 20s, early 30s, moving older up the scale, the natural collagen starts to decline in its production. So you need to supplement, and that's where Calitrin comes in. That's basically the effective way of me explaining how it works. You probably don't care as long as it works, but you don't have to take any stimulants. You don't have to, there's no caffeine. You don't have to go on a special diet, although it's good to watch your weight. Just make sure that the 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed, you've eaten, and then take Calitrin right as you go to bed. But I will tell you something. This stuff works. You will love it. Go to toploss.com. 10% off of the first bottles that you buy. If you buy 3, you'll get a 4th one free. The most important thing here is that you know it will work. I'm telling you because I'm using it. It works. Check the box for DJV. It's the radio way for you to understand. Well, radio way because you can't buy this stuff in the store. You can only buy it by listening to us, and to go to the website, toploss.com. The special deals are there for you if you click the box that says DJV, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS. No matter what, get on the program and lose the weight.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Change after the hour on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan, Eric Schillen, the Doug Stefanski person here with television. We are all deciding how awful television is by our lack of interest or attention. I haven't watched television, well, actually since the kids have been here. My children have been here for over a week, and they're going back today and or tomorrow, depending on which person we're talking about. So I'm tied up with interest in conversation with them. So you
aren't going to be... Which is nice. It's okay to... Summertime, you're supposed to socialize more and hang out with family and friends.
Right. All right,
well,
so
if you do want to watch TV tonight, the only new real season premiere is the brand new season of... It's season 20 of Big Brother. And that's on CBS at 8 p.m. This is a $500,000 prize for the last one standing after 3 months of confinement in the house together with all sorts of challenges and Julie Chen doing her thing. It's such a weird show. I don't understand Big Brother at all, but people are obsessed with it. So that's 8 p.m. on CBS tonight. There is also one of the shows that Kara and I have really been into lately is Gordon Ramsay's new show, 24 Hours to Hell and Back. And there's a brand new episode tonight at 9 p.m. on Fox. And he visits the Brownstone Bistro, which is a Cajun fusion restaurant in Los Angeles. And he has 24 hours to turn the whole thing around. And apparently the staff in this one is really the main problem. So that's actually a fun show. That's a good one for the whole family in case, you know, you really want to do something like that. And then we also have at 9 p.m. on Bravo, The Real Housewives of New York City is brand new tonight. Luann Deliceps deals with unwanted press after getting out of rehab and being arrested for busting into someone else's hotel room. Salacious.
Yes.
And then for you, Doug, at 10 p.m., I know you do like that show Code Black. That is brand new tonight on CBS at 10.
Okay. I won't see it because I'll be yakking it up with my son. All right, so it's 26 past the hour here. Let's do some music news. Bee Gees' Barry Gibb getting a knighthood at Buckingham Palace yesterday. Says he hopes his late brothers Robin and Maurice are proud of him. Gibb is the last surviving member of the Bee Gees. I guess it's his falsetto harmony that is best known, although I loved it because it was so important during the disco era. Big hits like How Deep Is Your Love, Staying Alive, Tragedy. Maurice died in 2003 and Robin died in 2012. So,
did they all have cancer? Because they didn't, they're not old.
Yeah, they didn't have a... They had,
one had a drug problem, right? The youngest brother?
Yeah, yeah. But their bodies were a mess. They were barely able to stand up toward the end. They were always very thin.
Yeah.
Skinny, even to the point where they got... I always wonder about singers who look like that because they... In order to be a really good singer, you got to have some diaphragmatic ability. You got to have some heft there, and you got no...
I don't know. Talk to Mick Jagger. He's skin and bones.
Yeah, right. That's true. All right, but does he really sing? Do these guys really sing, or is it just kind of
noise? No, he really sings live, but I don't think the Stones really sounded that great live for a long time.
Yeah, well,
he dances around too much.
Right, exactly. All right, so let's see. Prince Charles, who did the knighting, said if it was not for he said to Prince Charles, if it wasn't for my brothers, I wouldn't be here. So now he can call himself Sir Barry. Said the honor was, quote, a bit surreal. It is a high award that your culture can give you, highest award. And that's something I'm enormously proud of. So there's the story of how Barry, he's still on the road, still singing, still performing, does all the Bee Gees hits, and through
are
the power
British?
Of electronics.
Or are they Australian? Yeah. They were Australian, right?
I think they are.
Are Australian, I should say.
Yeah, right. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. But anybody who's in the British Empire, I think, is eligible to be knighted, if I'm not mistaken.
Sir,
all right,
Aaron.
So those stories from the Bee Gees here at 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Mind explosion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Brace yourself. Here comes a gut check. You have a tendency to minimize the mistakes you make and maximize the mistakes of others. You have a tendency to believe that you're really deep and mysterious, but other people are shallow and predictable. You have a tendency to judge other people by their actions, but judge yourself by your intentions. You don't like hypocrites, but you fail to recognize your own hypocrisies. You're attached to what you believe because you really do believe that your perspective is the correct one to have. Although you don't like liars, you yourself have lied in your life. More so, even though you wouldn't define yourself as a liar, you happily call those with whom you disagree and catch lying liars. And really the same is true with just about every label you use. This is a gut check, because I don't even know you yet. I know all of those things about you are true, and I hope all this blows your mind, because if your mind has been blown wide open, you can start building a whole brand new mind right now. Visit DrChristianConti.com for more.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty. 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six states had primary balloting on Tuesday. The biggest upset was in the 14th congressional district race in the state of New York. Longtime Congressman Joe Crowley losing his bid for an 11th term to an activist, Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says she represents working class Americans.
My family's been here for three generations, and I knew my community. I knew that this was taught. I always knew that this was possible.
Not surprisingly, former presidential contender Mitt Romney is a step closer to the U.S. Senate, winning yesterday's primary in Utah to succeed Senator Orrin Hatch. A federal judge orders the government to reunite immigrant kids and parents who are separated at the Mexican border. The decision requires the government to reunite parents and children under five within 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The day happens to be Wednesday, the 27th of June. This is the DJV show. I'm D of the J and V. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is out today. Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're all here to celebrate the day. And one of the things to celebrate today, in a manner of speaking, is the life of Helen Keller. In 1980, Jimmy Carter designated this day as National Helen Keller Day. 100 years after her birth, she was born with all of her senses in Alabama. However, she fell ill when she was 2 years old, causing her to lose her sense of sight and her sense of hearing. The nature of the illness never was clear. She met Ann Sullivan in 1887 when she was only a child. Through diligence, a lot of patience, Sullivan developed a method to communicate with Miss Keller and taught her how to communicate effectively as well with the rest of the world. Sullivan and Keller remained close all through their lives, establishing sort of a teacher-student relationship that lasted about 50 years. She studied at the Horace Mann School for the Deaf here in Boston, studied at the Wright Humanson School for the Deaf in Manhattan. Studies lasted from 1894 to 1896. She moved on to the Cambridge School for Young Ladies and eventually went to Radcliffe. 1936, she got the Theodore Roosevelt Distinguished Service Medal, honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1964. And she died when she was 87.
What year did she die?
1968.
Oh.
So is there anyone who, I don't want to assume anything, sometimes I get into trouble with that, who doesn't really understand the impact that Helen Keller had on society, because she has been gone now for a while, and I'm not sure how well or effectively her message and her life is, well, let's say teaching about her and her goodness and what she did and how she accomplished what she did without being able to see or hear. It was pretty amazing, and it always has been stuff of conversation for my generation, but I'm not sure that that plays well with younger generations. And when I say play, well, people just don't pay attention to historically important figures anymore.
I don't know if they, I don't know if they're still teaching that in school, and that's mostly just because I don't really know that many people who are in elementary school, so I haven't asked them, but we definitely learned about it. I specifically remember watching, what is that movie that she was in? There was a movie, it wasn't her, but it was a movie about her and Annie Sullivan.
Yeah, I know what you mean, and it was a play. We did it in high school, actually. A friend of mine.
I definitely specifically remember learning about it. Yeah, I always think it was, you know, it was kind of a really eye-opening thing to learn about, and it was. Yeah. I think it's good for kids to learn about.
Because the Miracle Worker.
Yeah, there we go. The Miracle Worker. So everyone has watched that and learned about her experience and kind of what it's like for people who have disabilities and how they're still able to do pretty much everything that other people are able to, and I don't know, it was a really interesting part, and I took a lot of sign language classes, so we definitely learned about her as well in those classes.
Well, that's where that sign is what she's most well known for, that the ability to communicate without having voice.
And, you know, it's a problem that, it's like when you think of Helen Keller, it seems very rare to have someone who is deaf and blind, but I think what you don't think about necessarily is a lot of older people, if they already have one of those things, then it becomes very easy when they get older to start losing the other thing as well. So my sister also took a lot of sign language classes, and she minored in that in college, and one of the things that they would do is they would volunteer and help people in churches so they could hear the word, so they would understand what was going on in the church service. Yeah, so they just sit in the front, and they would sign and hold their hands and sign in their hands like Annie Sullivan did for Helen Keller. So it's actually, it's a problem that a lot of people have, but it's pretty interesting to learn about.
Speaking of this, and I think this is a really interesting, so culturally relevant right now, did you hear that story on the airplane that there was a deaf and blind man, and there was a young kid who knew the American sign and actually helped him? He had some problem on an airplane, and no one could communicate with him. And there was a kid who was, I don't know, maybe 12, and he was able to, he, I guess, had learned about Helen Keller and was learning this in school and learned this way to communicate and was able to help this man navigate things on, I think maybe he couldn't find his seat, or there was something that, I didn't read the whole story, but it got a lot of traction over the weekend. It was trending. But I thought that was so interesting. And at the time I thought, wow, that's kind of remarkable that a young kid today who's only, you know, 10 or 12 would be able to communicate with someone who's deaf and blind, but it's just like Karen, her sister.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of stuff that's changing and a lot more interest in some things, and it's progress in a manner of speaking. I just think we ought not to leave behind, however, as some of the important messages from important people like Helen Keller and what they taught, what they left us, the legacy that they left us. That's why I talk about these things from time to time. 20 before the hour, speaking of traveling and being on an airplane, have you seen this video? This woman who was caught going ballistic. It was a Spirit Airlines plane, made an emergency landing because of a medical emergency, leaving other passengers and at least one flight attendant crying. The plane was going from Houston to Minneapolis, went to Rochester, diverted over to Rochester, Minnesota. Man required medical help. It's about an hour into the trip. The attendant thought that he was sleeping, but he was actually in a coma. Matters turned worse after landing when this crazy woman marched up and down the aisle and launched a profanity-laced tirade. All of a sudden, that's where this lady came if she came running into the back of the plane, she started saying that she's not going to calm down and wanted to get off the plane.
But was she I don't get it. Was she really? I saw the video footage, but it was on the local news here. But it was. I didn't have the sound on. It just was some crazy woman in the aisle screaming. But was she related to the guy in the coma? I don't get the story.
I don't get that. Well, she was upset because the plane landed and she was in a hurry. I think that was one of the.
Oh, jeez.
I think that's part of it anyway. And so, it just this kind of stuff goes on way too much. Now everybody has. Is that whatever, whether the news media contributes to it, I don't even know. The reasons why I don't think are important anymore. It's just this is becoming almost a daily event. Somebody gets upset on a plane, or somebody's upset, or there's just so much.
Well, everyone films everything now. It's not the news media. Everybody films everything.
I think that
it's
probably
our first response is to just grab the camera and start filming.
And I'm sure in a lot of situations that escalates the situation instead of calming it down. You know, when you've got someone filming you. Yeah. But I also wonder if rules have changed on planes and maybe they're required to land more often. You know, if something is happening.
Well, there's a medical emergency, or the pilot deems there's a safety problem with someone on board. Yeah, right to the ground.
Yeah, so I wonder, have we just, you know, we're just not dealing with situations anymore? Like, we can't de-escalate things? Or have they always had to land as soon as there
is,
like, a little
bit... Well, Homeboy's in a coma. I don't know what else you can do.
I'm not talking about the medical situation, though. I'm saying that a lot of planes all the time now are landing because there's some passenger on board who's unruly or having a little bit of an issue. So I don't know if that's happening more or if we just don't know how to de-escalate the situations or, like, if in the past pilots were just in the front, like, smoking and drinking and just didn't really
care. So here's a guy yesterday who the plane that he was on landed in the Atlanta airport, and he was, for whatever the reason, nobody seems to be able to figure this out. This guy takes his clothes off and jumps out of the plane. He's on the pictures of him. You can see in his underwear.
Well, at least he still had underwear on.
The name of God. As another one, the bunch of guys were off onto a bachelor party, and the flight was diverted because of their appalling aggressive behavior. I'm just looking these up because you asked, is it happening more frequently? This happened yesterday as well as the day before. I'm not sure.
I don't really love flying, but I don't ever really have the desire to take all my clothes off or start screaming at people on the flight. I don't know what causes
that. Well, you probably don't get blackout drunk a lot of people start mixing pills and alcohol. Wow. And
This happened yesterday. An American Airlines passenger at Charlotte was angry and smashed the window out of the plane.
Ooh.
Because apparently the flight was canceled or a number of flights. I'm telling you, this is every day. Passenger playing with sex doll forces emergency landing. Belfast. I'm just looking at all these unruly customers and what happens. You ask if you piqued my interest when you asked that question, Victoria. So how many disturbances are there? Delta Airlines flight from Portland to Atlanta diverted to Tulsa because of an onboard disturbance involving yet another passenger, some kind of a booze brawl. You know, it's just one thing.
Look, these Yahoos
are... Here's a guy that was arrested after he peed on a passenger in a seat.
Oh.
Frontier Airlines.
Why is it always like Spirit, Frontier, and Southwest?
Because
they're the three that we always hear about.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, you know all of that. You were talking, we probably ought to do a couple of sports stories here, but I want you to pass along, if you wouldn't mind, the information that you and Kara were discussing regarding ticks, because this is becoming an unbelievable problem. And it isn't just that there's more knowledge. There are more. I picked two ticks off my shoulder last night after I got out of the shower. And that's
what made me
think more of it. Yeah, well, I'm out in the farm all the time, and I'm because the grass is where they are, where they hang out. And maybe they should develop something like they do for dogs. Daisy has a collar on that keeps her from having ticks. Maybe we need that for human beings.
Well, I think they make bracelets.
Yeah, do they?
I think they do make, like, rubber bracelets that are tick repellents, and, of course, you can spray yourself.
Yeah, I don't like the smell of the spray.
It smells terrible, but awful. If you're going to be, you know, out
like
wherever
I am,
deer
all
are,
over the place. Yeah.
Do you have a lot of deer near you?
Yes, lots of them.
So that's part of the problem. Well, then to quickly tell everybody what's going on, what Kara and I were talking about, she's actually going hiking soon, so we're talking about ticks. There is a tick bite that's causing people to become allergic to red meat and in some cases dairy, which is so bizarre. It's a very tiny tick. It's called the Lone Star tick, and it's apparently very aggressive. It likes to bite humans. A lot of other ticks stick with certain animals, cattle, dogs, deer. These ticks actually really prefer humans, and so they have 5,000 cases already in the U.S., and once you get bitten by this tick, the females have a white dot on their back, so if you do pull it off and you notice a white dot, it is the Lone Star tick. It injects you with alpha-gal, which is an allergy that's not known to humans, but what it does is when you eat red meat, a few hours after eating red meat, or in some cases dairy, you get this a severe allergic reaction. And so you have to basically ride it out for a few years. You have to give up red meat and dairy if you're having a reaction to it. In some cases, people have gone into full-on anaphylaxis, which can be deadly. So this is just a very bizarre new strain of tick that is living on deer, and deer are everywhere. And they're dropping off. They can have 200 ticks on one deer, and they drop off, and these ticks just look for humans. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and one wonders why now, where these come from, why there such a predominance of them at the moment. Yeah, there are a lot of them around, especially, as you said, wooded areas, grass. Right. All right, so let's make you feel better. Time for you to think about what Victoria and I think about every morning as we go on the air. Let's have our cup of life change tea. And one of the things that is related to the tick story, when you get things into your body that cause upset, that cause misalignment, that cause dis-ease, that's because there are a lot of things, as the ticks are, that put parasitic injections into your body. And you get this stuff in your body. I had a tick bite, the really serious kind, about 10, 12 years ago. And its effects are still, when I get blood work done, it still shows that I have Lyme disease. Wow. So Life Change Tea can address all of that because of the proprietary herbal formula, the gentle cleansing that goes on. But make no mistake about it, it does the job. It nourishes your body and cleanses your body. And that can happen with the right kind they've blended here with Life Change Tea a lot of different teas that give you the ability to flush out your body, and that's what you have to do. Feeling run down? You need to go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it comes to you free. That is, it's not going to be, you're not going to be charged for shipping. Ready? Set. Get ready for more energy. Get set for a very valuable way to treat your body. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. You will have the material shipped to you free. I think you'll be pretty happy once you get to that situation. I just think the benefits weigh heavily on all of us. We need to keep ourselves alert as to what's around, not just bad food, but the environment is filled with all of these things now. And frankly, you can put the blame on Monsanto if you didn't. I mean, the kinds of things that normally, now that I'm thinking about it, wouldn't happen, but Roundup has allowed these things to grow and flourish. Anyway, subject for a different time. It's 10 before the hour now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria putting together a couple of stories that are of import to you. For example, how many of you are deleting your social media accounts at various social media locations like Facebook and Twitter? So this looks like I think about this, deleting people and deleting things from the Facebook account. So what's the concern here, Victoria?
Well, you know, we've all speculated that people are ditching Facebook and ditching Twitter and other social media platforms for various reasons. And now there's actually the first real conclusive study. It was done by a public relations firm called Edelman. They do a lot of social media and media type studies. They actually just released this yesterday saying that it is true and that there is a serious lack of trust in social media, especially when it comes to Facebook and Twitter. Consumers have privacy concerns, the circulation of fake news, all of that stuff. And so 70% of respondents said in this new study that they expect businesses and advertisers to put pressure on social media sites to address fake news and to remove offensive content. The CEO, Richard Edelman, said, "We learned that there's a serious lack of confidence in social media in all regions of the world. This is a cry from the heart. People are scared. They're outraged about the violation of their privacy and uncertain about the truth because of the plague of fake news." The Cambridge Analytica data leak, the Russian-produced fake news that, you know, got involved with the 2016 presidential election, All of those things were cited by people as major concerns in this new study. And as a result, we now actually have some hard numbers. And it's really kind of, it really surprised me. 4 in 10 of people surveyed, and this was 9,000 people around the world, have deleted at least one social media account in the past year because of privacy concerns. And 62% want more regulation on social media platforms. So they surveyed people in Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, the United Arab Emirates, the UK, and the US for this study. And people said that they all overwhelmingly said that they expect businesses to take on these big issues like racism, sustainability, things like that. And they found that consumers believe that brands can do more to solve these issues than government can. So they actually are holding the brands, these social media platforms, accountable. And they want action, or 4 in 10 are going to continue, and maybe even at a higher rate, to start to ditch their accounts.
Jumping off. Yep. All right, here's the story on Skunk Works. That's a great name, Skunk Works. That used to be a top secret branch at Lockheed Martin, the airplane manufacturer. They've developed some of the coolest aircraft in the world, and they're celebrating their 75th year in operation this week.
The Geek Out.
You may or may not have ever heard the term Skunk Works, and even if you have, you still may not know what it's referring to. Skunk Works is a long-standing name for a mysterious division of the Lockheed Aviation Company, and once a very guarded secret, Skunk Works recently celebrated its 75th anniversary, and in that time has produced famous aircraft such as the U-2 spy plane, SR-71 Blackbird, and stealth jet. It started everything in 1944 with the first operational production jet fighter. Today, Skunk Works isn't a secret, but their projects very much remain so, including the potential of an SR-72. We've got a story to the link of Skunk Works on our Twitter account, @TheGeekOut.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
Oh.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
All right, so there's a new sports agreement with the NFL. What's going on here?
Yeah, CBS has a new agreement with the NFL for streaming rights. Football fans can now watch the NFL live on their phones on the CBS streaming service. CBS expanded its streaming agreement with the NFL to include cell phones, which previously you could watch it on Twitter and other platforms, but now to have it on your cell phone is a big deal for a lot of users. The move is part of the NFL's plan to reach more viewers amid failing ratings, and so you can access it all on Roku, Xbox, PlayStation, and smart TVs.
Certainly isn't going to help the television ratings. More and more people using other.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.